Mike Steffen Good Day program. Time to get in. No matter what time you're listening to this, time to rattle, shake, and roll a bit, because success is closer than you think it is. Every situation you encounter today, properly perceived, will become an opportunity. You know how I've been shaking around in the word department? Well, I've actually been shaking around the word department all my life because I make my living with words. Sometimes I'm good at choosing them. Sometimes I'm not so good at choosing them. And we're all imperfect beings, and so sometimes we make mistakes and got to try to figure out how to get around them. But that word problem has been something I've been trying to strike from my vocabulary and use the word opportunity instead. But you, whatever it is, the opportunities, the situations, you got to act on them if you're going to be a successful person. And you know that success is a big part of my life. So people say to me, well, if you're so focused on it, then why aren't you more of a success? Why don't you have as many listeners as Rush Limbaugh? Or why don't you have a television program? Or why don't you have this? Or why don't you have that? We make choices. I've made choices along the, along the way to be closer to my farm. And that has gotten in the way, frankly, of some of the opportunities I might have been able to follow should I have had the career in radio or broadcasting as my paramount goal. It was one of the goals. I had three. And frankly, I guess depending on how you look at it, one might say I've been successful at all three, and others could argue that I haven't been successful at any of them. Depends on how you measure it. For me, I'm the guy who's measuring. I'll be the measurer. And I will tell you that I think at some points in my career I have been more successful than others for various reasons. Sometimes on the farm, I have thought the distant pastures were greener than those that were close at hand. And that can go for any opportunity, I think. We always somehow get into this place where the grass is greener. You know that expression. It's always better with somebody else. Why can't I be like that person? Well, you can't because you aren't that other person. You are you. You can start where you are at any time, and you can move in and around people who are successful. You pick and decide who it is that you want to emulate, or maybe you just think, okay, I'm going to do this on my own. There are plenty of individuals. I met a young man about 4 months ago. And this guy, by the way, welcome to Beyond Good Day Storytime. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I have our stories for you this hour. And I guess this is mine. The story of a man who, mid-30s now, I think, and has become a very successful entrepreneur. He started out when he was a kid as an orphan in Harlem as a drug runner. He didn't even know he was being used as a mule by these people that were distributing drugs. And he got into situations and got out of them and realized what he was doing, and he headed straight for the door as soon as he found out what was happening. But he didn't have any place to go because he was by himself. Story a little bit reminds me of my father, who was an orphan as well, and who figured out how to survive in a neighborhood that was full of Irish guys that wanted to beat the crap out of my father. He quickly learned what a chain was all about. As crude and vulgar as that seems, that was the weapon of choice, knives and chains, when my father was a teenager in the late 1920s for the Depression and during the Depression. Can you imagine what, just kind of, can you put yourself there? In the 1920s, as the Dust Bowls go across the Midwest and food becomes scarce, you're living in a big city and you basically have no home. You got a place to sleep, but you got to survive on your own wits, in essence. And my father was not a big man. He's about the same size, maybe a little larger than me, but not a lot, a few pounds. And he was very athletic and scored well when it came to things like boxing and football and, you know, the things that he learned because he had to defend himself. Imagine living your life. And I know there are people maybe among us who have had this experience. You're welcome to tell us your story as well here in this hour at 800-510-8255. My father learned how to fight in order to protect himself. Interesting, because I'm just the opposite. I don't want to fight with anybody about anything. My father was very aggressive in terms of physical, but also he was aggressive when it came to being pushy, maybe that's the best way to describe
mentally
it.
Mentally aggressive.
Mentally, he was always challenging all of us to do better in his own way. He didn't really understand what motivated us because, you know, he didn't get it. But he knew what made him successful, and in his mind, by the way, survival was success. If you lived, this is how, can you imagine as a teenager growing up in an environment where you didn't know where you were going to sleep, where you were going to eat, or how you were going to live for the next 24 hours? Mm. And what does that do to somebody's psyche? What does that do to the people who are around you? My mother never understood a bit of it, and she was miserable for her whole life with him and didn't know how to... I think analyzing... I never talked to my sisters. Actually, this is the first time I think I've ever verbalized this. I think my mother was afraid of my father in some ways. And I was never really afraid of my father. I think my sisters may have been a little bit when they were younger. But he didn't, it wasn't that he was a cruel, abusive man, because he wasn't. He was emotionally lacking, shall we say, in a way. He protected himself, as Richie just said, physically, emotionally. He had no real spiritual connection like I do to the earth. I never understood what I liked about the farm.
I don't know your dad, but just listening to you talk about him through the years, don't you think he softened in his older years?
Absolutely. Last 10 years of his life, absolutely.
Because you said he had a great relationship with your son, Brendan, right?
Love Brendan. And Brendan, interestingly enough, taught my father how it went, how to go down a different road. And that was one of the things I'm most proud about my son. And he didn't even know he was doing it. Which is even more interesting. My son has just been, my son is an extraordinarily loving kid, and we always taught the kids to hug when they were small, and he'd hug my father, and my father wouldn't know, you know, he didn't resist it, he didn't do anything to respond, because my father didn't want to touch anybody. Never hugged us until the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years of his life, he kind of got it. But Brendan was extraordinary, Jennifer, you're right, in bringing my father around to realizing, I don't know what's important. At different stages in our lives, different things are important to us. At Jennifer's age, she's building a career. At Richie's age, he's building a family. At Roberta's age, she's building toward what would be the next stage in her life. Mm-hmm. That is, how do I make myself comfortable as my children are gone? How do I, either on my own or with whomever I choose, how do I have a comfortable, happy life? But I think that's really, in a sense, what we all go through. It's just that we look at it in gradient differences. So, and my father is probably no different than a lot of your fathers who came through the Depression and didn't have anything when they went into the... See, the difference from my father was not like many others. My father had nothing when he went into the Depression, and he had nothing when he came out of the Depression. Whatever he learned, he gathered and gained from his experiences of survival. When he went to work on the Erie Lackawanna Railroad as a Gandhi dancer. You know what that is?
No idea.
Anybody ever hear a Gandhi dancer?
No.
Gandhi dancer is somebody who lays the track. My father was the only white guy on this team. They worked from Buffalo to Boston laying track on the Erie Lackawanna Railroad, and he did that for a couple of years, and it was great for his physical prowess. And if anybody, and all of the black guys respected him because he could handle himself. Never took any stuff from anybody, but it was that. My father was a laundry man. My father was a coach, and I mean, he did all kinds of stuff, and he learned how to survive. Anybody who ever asked him to do anything, he always said yes. And that's where I get that from, I think, Richie. Because people ask me now, can you do this, can you do that? I always say yes.
Sure.
Whether I can figure it out or do it is another story. But my father always said yes to people. And it was more because he figured he could get, you know, it was a way of helping him survive. Okay, if I do this for this person, will they help me eat today or tomorrow? You know, that kind of stuff. So... anyway, the point that I was trying to make as we get off here onto this little tangent, you decide for yourself, success is in you alone. It is no place else. at least in the initial creation. And then afterwards, let's say you start a business, you got to have people to work with you, but they'll only work with you if you feel good about yourself and you help to have them feel good as well. I hope you will seize good fortune today. That would be my message, because I think if you look around, you will find lots of it around you. I do every day. I find success in listening to Jennifer and her laugh and her great stories and her drive and Richie's creative ability, how he's learned what there needed to be learned in this world of radio, which when he came into, he was had no clue, completely foreign. And now he's made it his own.
Still have no clue.
Yeah, well,
we'll try harder.
And Roberta, the same sort of thing. Roberta has created or destroyed as much as anybody I know in life.
And reinvented.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why I love you as much as I do, because you are a very interesting human being and add greatly to this radio program, which is called the Doug Stephan Good Day Show.
Never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
As quickly as we can into it.
No.
All right, Roberta.
Great.
Head story.
This is me, actually.
Oh, Jennifer's got her first story. Yes.
Hello, Pam on the ground. Doesn't that just scream Jennifer Horn?
Right, yes, it does. Yeah, right.
All right, so this story, first of all, I love this song from American Idol a few seasons back. Out of Orlando today, a law has passed that outlaws saggy pants. City leaders voted to ban the fashion trend, and it passed 3-1 yesterday, making it illegal to wear clothing that shows underwear or skin 3 inches below the waistline. Now,
good.
Exactly. Well, wait a second. That's what I thought, too. But then we have to think a little more. So the ordinance carries a $25 fine on the first offense. You can't be arrested for violating the baggy pants, but it's going to give police a reason to stop people for probable cause, which is actually kind of cool, and then arrest them for some other crime if they want to, because you know they have to have some sort of legitimate reason to stop you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, okay, here you go.
Uh-oh.
This is where it gets...
Yeah,
so it's $25,
spicy.
Then the fine goes up, and different types of punishment, you know, go as you get pulled over more times. But is this a violation of our rights? At first I thought, good, I hate saggy pants. It's annoying to look at someone's crack when they're walking down the street. I don't want to see it. But at the same time, do I want the government telling me what kind of pants I can wear?
You
what
can't
next?
Wear a dress
are we going to outline?
Yeah.
Right. Are we going to outlaw skinny jeans? Are we going to outlaw what comes next? So, around the round table, what do you guys think? Do we like this? Do we think it's an overstep of the government? Or do we think it's good because watching people's butt walk down the street is very nice?
It used to be that when I was a kid and I would wear something inappropriate, my parents would say, you're not going out of the house dressed like that. That used to be the law that made everything walking past you on the street decent.
I did it this morning with Victoria. Just this morning. I said, you're not wearing that shirt. Go change it.
Yeah.
Wow, what was wrong with the shirt?
It's too short.
Really?
So where are the parents of the people with the pants on the ground? It's, you know, and it's not a racial thing. It's not.
It's not just kids, though. That's the thing.
It's kids.
Most of the people are in their 20s with these pants sagging to the ground. It's just stupid.
And you see that.
Yeah, you're right. The older you are, excuse me,
the stupider you look.
The more stupid you
I
look.
I like the word stupider.
Yeah, right. Right. It would be some word that somebody like that would use that word.
Yeah, no, it's the stupider in this case.
Right.
Excuse us,
Richie. Go ahead.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't want a law to, but it's just, I'm so tired of it. They're morons. They're idiots. You look stupid.
Do you think a $25 fine is going to actually make people change their pants?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
The only thing that's interesting about this is that police officers could use it as a probable cause stop, but again,
yeah,
that
but
could be
like
a bigger
that.
Violation of your rights.
I don't like that.
A probable
I don't
cause.
Like creating a law just so that I have a reason to stop you.
Well, but that's what a lot of the stuff, that's what the Arizona law, the immigration
exactly
law,
right.
is all about. Create a way to get people, any reason to stop them so they can check you out. In some cases, we think the end justifies the means, but then we all throw our hands up and say, oh, no, this isn't fair, this isn't right, this isn't justice.
The Arizona law is not that at all. The Arizona law just says I have the right to be able to ask you for your ID.
Yeah, but they also, in the law,
pull you over.
Yeah, but they
create a law.
Pull you over for something simple.
Sure, good, but there are already laws on the books for that. They did not create a law to be able to pull you over. They created a law that said, if I pull you over for something that we already have on the books, I have the right to ask you to see your ID.
Mm. Now, I think papers, they created a few things, Richie.
They didn't, no.
Yeah, I think they did. You and I can argue.
All right, for it or against it, we haven't heard Roberta's take.
Against it.
Right.
Dougie?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Against it. All right. Okay, so we're going to fight
the
this law.
Right. The government,
unfortunately,
where
they
is there
keep their pants on the ground.
Peer pressure. There's too much government. I mean, this is, that's why, if nothing else, Roberta, when it comes to voting, man, the kinds of government intervention and interference that's gone on the last 4 years, once again, the news media and the general public having discussions and discourse about this is so lame, so out to lunch. Nobody really talks about how we have been brutalized by the big arm of government. Nobody's talking about that. Get lost with it. 28 past.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
IBM System X x86 servers and the mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. Get Prepared Expo. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Richie's got a drag for us.
Uh-oh.
You going racing or what's the...
Royalty. Drag Richie, royalty.
Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Doug telling stories beyond Good Day is what this hour is calling. We're calling for you, Richie. We're calling you.
Put yourself in this guy's situation. You're a paraplegic and you have to drag yourself 4 miles.
Literally.
Down a desert road.
Uphill both ways.
You use the song Kind of a Drag.
This is terrible.
That's horrible.
Richie's known for his sensitivity.
Oh my God. This man drug himself for 4 miles.
I might think. This is a great song, by the way. Kind of a Drag.
It's a great song. Not sure if it's a story.
He was humming that to himself while he was doing that.
Definitely a drag.
I was stranded in a New Mexico desert and had to drag himself down a dirt road 4 miles before a motorist stopped to help him.
Question in the back. I have a question.
Yeah.
How was he stuck by himself in the desert to begin
that's
with?
That's the story now, isn't it? Yeah. Ricky Gilmore's blue jeans pretty much tell the story. His body, his skin on his leg and on his buttocks was all shredded. His wrist was sprained. And his kidneys are in bad shape from going without food and water. He says, I'm a big mess. I ache all over the place. He's a 49-year-old man. He's being treated for acute kidney failure for dehydration, a sprained wrist, a blood infection, and he spent 2 days in intensive care. But he'll be fine, and he's going to go home probably in another week or so. Apparently, he was found along the side of a road that is seldomly traveled, about 10 miles outside of the Navajo Nation of Newcomb.
Newcomb,
yeah.
I don't even know.
The city of Newcomb, right. So he says he was dropped in the desert by a couple in a white truck who he met while he was hitchhiking.
What?
He doesn't have a thumb. What was he doing?
He's got a thumb. His legs don't work.
He's a paraplegic. He's not a quadruplegic.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay.
So he's hitchhiking in a wheelchair?
He was hitchhiking in a wheelchair. So this couple picks him up.
That just screams horror movie. Yeah,
exactly.
Pick him up, right?
Exactly. So this couple picks him up, and then he invites them up to his home for steaks.
Steak made from you.
And then they said, let's go for a ride. So he thought they were going on a joyride.
Really?
When he declined to share his alcohol with them, the guy pulls over and grabs his legs and drags him out of the truck and leaves him on the side of
the road. He doesn't have legs.
No, they don't work.
No, they don't work.
He's
got
legs,
they just don't work.
Great.
Story'd be better if he didn't have legs.
Great.
So they left him on the side of the desert.
Oh, that's why he had jeans. Oh.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So it was probably 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. He didn't have his wheelchair. He didn't have his food. He didn't have water. He didn't have a coat. So he drug himself off to the side of the road and kind of just nestled in like a little ditch type thing. And then the next day realized nobody was coming by. So he started just taking his hands and dragging himself. And he said he would make it about 2 miles per day.
And per then on the, day?
Per day.
And you know he was hungover because they were drinking, so no wonder he's so dehydrated.
Well, apparently he was drinking heavily.
And nobody passed by that
entire
time?
He said two cars passed by and honked.
Really?
Hey, did you know that you're dragging yourself?
Honk if you love me.
Yeah.
Sorry, he said, I not laugh at
I could have easily given up, but I figured I was going to freeze out there and just kept on going. So he lives by himself. He lost the use of his legs in a car crash years ago.
His kids is why you do not drink and drive.
He kept going. Yeah, you, when you're hitchhiking on the side of the road and won't share your liquor with somebody and they dump you on the side of the road, I'm thinking
time to have some life evaluation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So probably on the third day, a guy in a pickup truck stops and calls police and fire and rescue, and they come and pick him up.
Oh my goodness!
But put yourself there.
And where did this happen again? What? Where was this?
In New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot. I remember driving from El Paso north and
you
from El Paso.
You are not going to play the topper game with this story.
No.
Why? No. Because you have legs?
No.
Don't worry.
This is not about topping it. It's just that I was only in an anecdotal way going to emphasize how far it is from one town to another. You can go for 80, 90 miles in New Mexico as you head north from El Paso up into, where the heck was I going? I think I was going to Albuquerque. And it was, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was running out of gas, even when I had a half a tank.
Yeah.
Because you look and look and look. Where's the next gas station? There's nothing.
That's what I thought I was going to read with this story. When I first saw the headline, I figured, okay, he broke down or something like that. No. He's drinking and won't share his liquor with the people he's hitchhiking with.
Get out.
And then dump him out of the car.
Yeah.
And you know, it was probably $2 Chuck, too, you know?
Wouldn't you, as they dump you, say, never mind, guys, I was just kidding. You can have some of my wine.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably took his liquor and left him.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no doubt.
All right.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Uh-huh. All right.
Never fails to miss me. There's always something interesting.
Oh, boy.
Choices that you make. All right, so Richie and Jennifer. All right, we've had Jennifer and Rich, so that means Roberta is next here on Good Day. In the meantime, I want you to think about how it is that you visualize. I think I said this the other day, and I've been appalled all along. Politicians who use men and women in service as backdrops for their campaign.
Ugh.
I had a conversation with a woman on the air earlier this morning, and it really troubled me. She just got a couple of people from the Navy knocked on her front door yesterday and told her that her son had just been killed in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And listened to her and the pain that she felt. And she told me who she was going to vote for and why. And then I just thought to myself, this poor woman who's going through this, and she's telling me about something that it can't be the first thing on her mind, but yet she felt it was important enough to express herself, and she'd made up her mind to vote the way she's voting because of the grief that she feels, having lost a son in a situation that seems to have never been productive. And I think there are a lot of people who are wondering that, but that doesn't keep us from still valuing it, because the stupidos who are running the country send our men and women into harm's way for, in most instances these days, needless reasons. They go, they serve, they do what they're told, and they come home. There was a fellow last night in the town meeting here in Framingham, who tried to get the town, and actually we eventually agreed with him, to spend $16,500 for a Veterans Affairs counselor. That was all this guy wanted, was $16,500 to counsel men and women who have come back to our town who are having trouble. And this is a story repeated across the country. And that's why I feel as strongly as I do about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, because they provide so many needed services and so many needed programs for veterans. Like the fellow who was talking before was at town meeting last night, had been a vet. He served in Iraq, served in Afghanistan, so he had some credibility. And the thing that's so striking about this is that the federal government, who hires you if you're a service person, puts you in a uniform, teaches you how to use a gun, sends you over to the theater of war, when you come back, what do they say? Get lost. Forget that you were in service. We don't care. That's basically the message you get. And we as taxpayers are responsible for that. And because we can't get the government, because it's so out of control, to do our bidding, along comes groups like the Purple Heart Service Foundation, and you can help them. You can work through them to help people who have been in the service that need their programs, education, job training, medical care, whatever the need is. The folks at Purple Heart Service Foundation identify those who need and provide the help and assistance. So, how about you help them help others, provide for the many exceptional veterans programs that they pursue? All of your donations, whether it's cash or in-kind, a car, a boat, maybe a living room set, a table, who knows? Something can be sold for money and value. They'll take it, and they'll give you 100% value as a tax deduction. Would you like to know more about how you can do this, how you can help out in these circumstances? May I suggest you call 877-743-1631. Again, 877-743-1631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void or prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Young man, so 15 minutes for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Beyond Good Day program. With us in our stories, and here's Roberta chopping at the bit.
Literally. I love this song. Eat it. Get no dessert till you clean up your plate. Eat it. Well, this story is about what you eat. It's kind of called Your Brain on Food, and I know it's going to be very controversial, but it's new research that was presented this week at the Neuroscience 2012 conference, and what they're suggesting is that what you eat can alter your brain. Now, we know it alters your physical appearance, what you eat. You can get thinner, you can get, you know, fatter, you can change how your body shape affects how you move and how well you feel. Well, they're finding that what you eat can even alter your brain. And what they did was they conducted tests on adults, and some of them were obese, some of them were overweight, and some of them were normal weight, and some of them were lean, in fact. And what they found is that the overweight and obese participants' brain showed more activity during difficult questions. And they're suggesting that that says that the brain had to work harder to get the same answers. And what that can mean is that unhealthy eating choices can lead to disrupted brain connections that then make it more difficult to make complex decisions, which can lead to making more unhealthy choices because it makes it harder to control impulse behavior. Does that make sense? that for the overweight and obese people, that their that what they eat and how they're eating affects their brain. That's making them more, makes the brain more difficult to make complex decisions, which then leads to more difficulty to control impulse behavior, which can lead to more unhealthy choices. So it's like a vicious circle.
So it's, I can't make a decision. Let me have a Twinkie and see if it helps me make
exactly.
the decision.
Exactly.
Now I can't make the decision anymore. Let me have a
chocolate chip cookie
and see if it makes me help.
Yum!
Wow.
So it's a vicious cycle that the brain gets caught in, and I can see where, you know,
well,
this could be controversial.
It's the sugar, the initial sugar high, or something like that, whatever endorphins the food releases,
mm-hmm.
that gives you that short burst of energy that gets you through what you need to get through, and then you crash again, and then you need it again, yes.
Well, it was even beyond that, because they were doing this with MRI, with magnetic resonance imaging, so they could actually see what areas of the brain were activated and how much more the brain had to work to solve the same questions from
wow.
people who were lean, people who were overweight, and people who were obese.
Wow.
So it's definitely, and it's not only you are where you eat, your brain is, they're trying to point out now.
Well, you have fat cells in your brain. Yeah,
well, your brain is mostly fat.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Some
for the
more
most
than
part, it's mostly fat.
Not to mention any names, Rich.
And they're, you know, they're studying right. all this because they're trying to find if there may be medications that can help the brain work more efficiently for people who are obese and overweight, so that would help them, you know, control their eating.
And
well, there is one drug that has shown some promise, and it's interesting because my husband's been on it. It's a drug they use in addictions called naltrexone, and he has been going to an overweight doctor because he was quite obese.
The doctor's
and
overweight.
He was going.
No,
to
no, no. My husband
doctor?
Was quite. Yeah, my
oh,
husband
was
quite
obese.
Yeah,
his weight.
A doctor who specializes in weight loss, and this is one of the drugs that he put him on, and it actually helps control the prefrontal cortex. And helps control binge eating.
Really?
And it actually has worked quite well for him, you know, among other things that this doctor treated him for, including hormone therapy. But this is the new avenues that they're going down now in weight control and in obesity and overweight people, because, I mean, it's really a problem. So they're trying to find out what is it in the brain that causes these vicious cycles. And think about it. If you're nervous and you eat, like Richie was right, what do? You eat some more when you get even more nervous. So it is a vicious cycle, and it's happening in your brain, and you may not even be aware of it. It's just something that's happening, and you react to it without being aware of why you're reacting that way. So, very interesting studies.
Did you go over this with your husband?
Yes, I sent him the article.
And he said?
It was interesting that they were researching this drug.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an off-label use because it's used in addictions. So for weight loss, it's an off-label use, but doctors can do that. They can prescribe drugs that are meant for one thing to try and do something else, even though that something else may not be absolutely FDA approved yet.
Okay. So may I digress here for a minute?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Donald Trump has come forth with
did he
his
make the announcement?
October surprise.
Did he?
Oh, no.
He
oh,
has presented proof that Barack and Michelle had planned to divorce before he decided to run for the presidency. Does that affect whether you'd vote for him or not?
No.
In effect, whether I was going to vote for him or not.
What difference does that make? That's their private life.
I don't know. Well, because that's
funny,
the thing that fixes. Some people are fixated on
I wouldn't
that
have called that, though.
You wouldn't have called it Barack and Michelle?
Bill and Hillary, you could see.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what proved it? No, but Bill and Hillary, I could see them absolutely staying together because they're very driven. You know, they have the goal in mind. They have
it doesn't
that
have to be a romantic
they want to get it.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
So.
And I have a feeling. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say it's interesting that you brought this up because I just looked at TMZ to see if Gloria Allred had released her big thing on Mitt Romney, and it involves divorce as well. It
right.
involves his deposition in one of his in Staples co-founder Tom Steinberg's divorce with his wife Maureen. He was, I mean, who cares? Are we really grasping at straws here?
Everybody considers divorce more
Both
often
of them.
Than not,
divorce
right?
Shocker.
Exactly. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
And animals in general, as he hosts the Pet Show, which is about pet behavior, medical problems, whatever problems you may have. You ought to catch Warren on the weekends, as they say on television. Consult your local station for times, etc. But he's on every weekend. Check out his website, actually, thepetshow.com, and that'll tell you about where he is and why he's there, and how he can fix problems that you have with your pet. The story at DougStefan.com today of a three-legged dog, Warren, that has helped a seven-year-old boy overcome a rare genetic condition that made him afraid to go outside. What a great story. These things, they breed something that touches the best parts of it, of us. Owen Hawkins is this kid's name. And his dog's name is Hachi, H-A-A-T-C-H-I. They are inseparable. And that's because this dog, when the child would become withdrawn at school or other places, he guessed what he needed was security. I guess that's what these dogs provide, right? Is that the case with all dogs, though?
It is, Doug. But, you know, the bottom line, having been one of the originators in pet facilitated therapy well over 30 years ago, one of the things we found is that the relationship between a puppy or a dog and a child with some type of physical challenge, or even an adult with some type of physical challenge, There's absolutely no demands placed on them. You can be exactly what you want to be. It's more than just the, it's a comfort factor. I feel comfortable. He's not demanding anything. He's not making me do anything.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of comfort and security. I remember working with a man that was a double amputee in Queens, New York, many years ago, and the man refused to go out of the house. He was a recluse. I went into his house. The house stunk. He was an old beer-drinking fisherman, and I adopted a dog from a Beagle Basset mix, the ugliest dog I ever saw in the world. Trained the dog for him. The dog had to learn how to walk alongside of a wheelchair. What happened, though, is he would run out of dog food, so he'd have to go down and get dog food. He'd run out of this. He'd have to take the dog for a walk, and he started meeting people, and literally, this recluse, remarried about 8 months after he got the dog and is living happily ever after. So the bottom line is these dogs do a lot more than just make us feel better. They really encourage us and give us the confidence we need to go on with things.
Richie, if you could, would you go to the story today that we have at DougStefan.com, the What's New section about the talking whale? I don't know whether you've heard about this. This is a report that came out yesterday, Warren.
I did not hear about the talking whale. I did hear about the yawning dogs today, though. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, all right. Well, you want to talk about that first?
Yawning dogs. There's a new study out from Sweden, something I've known for years. When I'm training dogs and a dog starts to yawn, that's usually because he's bored. But now there's a study that says if people yawn, their dogs will pick up on it. So dogs learn how to yawn from their owners. So from now on, if I'm hanging around a dog that's yawning a lot, I guess I have a tired owner I'm working with. Exactly. But they actually, at first it was only thought that primates would
pick up. Yeah, we all see dogs yawning.
But they yawn by watching us. That's the study. They watch us yawn and they say, you know what, amazing. Not bad for him.
All right, so here's this study that shows that there was a beluga whale that learned to mimic human sound. This is surprise, surprise, surprise. There was a human conversation going on near these beluga whales. And they were enclosed, and then somebody was running a recording of what was going on in the tank, and this is a bit of mimicry from the whale.
Well, scientists think the whale's close proximity to people allowed it to listen to and mimic human conversation. Dolphins and parrots have been taught to mimic the patterns of human speech, but it's rare for
this was at the San Diego National Marine Mammal Foundation. The whale is named NOC Nock. And it was just, it went do 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 do. How many times do we do that? Do 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 do.
They had the two whales swimming in the tank next to each other.
But what ego?
And I'm reading here that one whale said to the other.
Warren's got it. Go ahead, Warren. Yes.
What ego human beings have? How many times have I imitated my dog? Have I imitated my cat?
Right.
What makes us think that a whale or other animals can't imitate? You know, I happen to have had the opportunity of spending time with Shamu's son. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, these animals are absolutely incredible. And the egos we have that think we're the only ones that can yawn, we're the only ones that can sing.
Well, we know is that can communicate.
Exactly. And you know, if you watch animals all the time, especially dogs, which is my specialty, and cats, you can watch them communicate all the time. We may not understand it only because maybe we're not bright enough, Doug.
Could be. The lessons we learned from our pets.
Apparently, one whale in the San Diego Zoo was saying to the other whale, hey, let's go to Tijuana.
Hey, next week they'll be texting each other. You watch.
Exactly.
Or they'll be texting you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.